Meta goes all in. OpenAI courts Washington, and SF takes to the streets. Good morning. It's Sunday, July 12th, 2026, and today's AI landscape is defined by one word: pressure. Pressure on companies to grow faster, pressure on governments to act, and pressure from citizens who want someone to hit the brakes. Let's get into it. Meta dropped what analysts are calling a shocking strategic pivot this week. The company has apparently decided to go far beyond its current AI assistant and infrastructure play. Reports from Motley Fool and Yahoo Finance describe a new strategy that would reposition Meta as not just an AI user, but an AI infrastructure provider at a scale that rivals Microsoft and Google. Meta's stock climbed over 6% on the news. This is a company that has spent billions on open source models through Llama, and now appears to be betting that giving AI away for free is actually the most expensive moat you can build. Watch this space closely. Meanwhile, OpenAI is reportedly offering the U.S. government a 5% equity stake worth roughly $42 billion. According to Ascendance, the proposal comes as Washington weighs whether public ownership of frontier AI labs is a viable oversight mechanism. Think about that for a second. A 5% stake at today's valuation would make the federal government one of OpenAI's largest shareholders. It's part equity offer, part regulatory hedge. Whether Congress bites is another question entirely. But the fact that OpenAI put it on the table tells you everything about how much regulatory heat is building in D.C. Speaking of heat, literally, about 200 protesters marched through San Francisco yesterday in what organizers called Freeze AI on Slushy Day. The march wound from OpenAI's Mission Bay headquarters past Anthropic and Google DeepMind, with a detour to jeer at Andreessen Horowitz. Reuters covered it. Protesters are demanding a training pause. This is the civil society pressure that lab executives mostly ignore publicly, but are definitely tracking internally. It's small today. It wasn't always small for other industries. On the safety front, OpenAI has now lost its sixth safety leader in 2 years. Johannes Heidecke departs July 24th, and OpenAI is folding its safety teams directly under research VP Mia Glese. Critics are calling this a consolidation that deprioritizes independent safety work. Supporters say it integrates safety deeper into research. Either way, losing six safety leads in 2 years is not a good look when you're simultaneously trying to sell the government on a 5% stake. In model news, Mistral AI shipped a robotics navigation model this week and is reportedly eyeing a valuation near $23 billion. That's remarkable growth for a French startup that didn't exist 3 years ago. Separately, Anthropic is rumored to be unveiling a new model next week that could surpass OpenAI's GPT 5.6 Sol on benchmarks at lower cost. Unconfirmed, but the benchmark wars are absolutely still raging. On the funding side, the macro picture is staggering. Silicon Canals reports that in Q1 of 2026, investors poured $242 billion into AI startups, approximately 80% of all venture capital deployed worldwide. That is not a sector. That is the entire market reshaped around one technology. Sundar Pichai made a rare admission this week, conceding that Google is losing the agentic coding race to Anthropic and OpenAI. Google's Gemini 3.1 update was designed to undercut rivals on cost, and it likely will. But Pichai acknowledged that moving fast enough on AI agents is a genuine challenge inside a company Google's size. And here's a governance note worth watching. The University of Chicago Law School has banned AI use for first-year students. The school says it wants graduates who can think before they prompt. Today's business idea: an AI safety leadership search firm. Six departures from OpenAI in 2 years, and every major lab is scaling fast. A boutique executive search firm specializing in placing AI safety and governance leads would be well positioned right now. Fees, retained search, and ongoing advisory work for boards navigating regulatory scrutiny. That's your morning briefing for July 12th. Stay curious, stay skeptical, and we'll see you tomorrow.